Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Chris Hyman with Senior Services of Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Chris, thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
Development Director, is that correct?
That's correct.
Sounds like a pretty important title. What all does that mean?
It's a very fancy way of saying I beg for money.
Okay. Well, that's pretty simple. Now, do other cities and counties in Kansas have their versions of senior services? Or is Wichita the only one?
Wichita is probably the largest programs for seniors, the types of services that we provide. Now, many other cities and counties in Kansas have a Meals on Wheels program. They may have a similar or some type of an employment program, and especially the small communities have senior clubs and senior centers. But as far as a incorporated and organized not-for-profit organization, I don't think they have anything as large as what we do here in Wichita.
Do you have a mission statement?
Yes.
And you have it memorized?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. What is it then?
Senior Services is dedicated to delivering services and programs to older adults that allow them the opportunity to live quality lives and continue to make positive contributions to our community.
How are you funded?
And we're multi-funded. We have many levels of funding. We are considered a private, not-for-profit charity. Our largest funding source is actually Sedgwick County Department on Aging.
Now, how many people actually receive your services in a year's time, Chris? Do you know?
We operate 10 programs. They're all designed to keep people independent, keep them active in the community, and for those homebound and isolated people, the seniors that are receiving Roving Pantry or Meals on Wheels, say, we allow them the security and the nutrition to stay in their own homes rather than a state-funded nursing facility. Last year, well, most years, we see over 9,000 people receive a service or a program of senior services.
Wow. That's a lot of folks.
That is a lot of folks. And our age range is really unique because we start as young as 55 all the way up past the age of 100.
So you've got somebody over 100 then, eh?
We've got several over 100. Oh.
Now, do they have to qualify? Do they have to be poor? Be blunt about it.
No, they don't.
For your services?
Income,
some of them, maybe?
Or, yeah. Vast majority, probably 60 to 70% of all the people we serve fall in the mid to low income categories. But that's not a criteria for our service. Our services are based on need and age.
How How big is your staff? How many employees do you have down there?
Well, that's really – thanks for asking that question, because it's really amazing. We operate 10 programs. We have 40 staff members, half of whom are part-time.
All right. And I think you have some big news to tell us about your facility.
We do.
Do you not have some big news?
I have a very big project.
First of all, let me ask you a couple questions about your current facility.
Absolutely.
It's over there right off Seneca, right?
Correct.
Was that a church at one time?
Yes.
And how long have you been in there?
We acquired the property at 200 South Walnut, which prior to 1991, when we acquired that property, that was the old St. George Orthodox Church.
Okay.
We used to be located in the boathouse, and then in 91, the city wanted the boathouse back to turn it into a museum. So they helped us find the property that St. George was vacating there and in Delano. The facility was built, the church sanctuary, which up until this past week served as our administrative building, which housed administration and our Meals on Wheels social service department, our roving pantry department. That was built in the 1940s. Mm-hmm. And then the south building, which up until last week housed downtown senior center and the senior employment center, and still currently is housing our Meals on Wheels kitchen. That was built in the 1950s. So that building was built for families and children. It's not handicapped accessible. The bathroom stalls are narrow. The building itself, I mean, it's well over half a century old. We've had numerous repairs over the last decade just to keep the structure functional.
Yeah. Older buildings like that start to cost you some money.
Absolutely. Very much a nickel and dime situation for us.
And if the kitchen facility, you turn out a lot of meals every day, right?
We turn out between 850 to 1,000 meals a day in a kitchen that's not equipped to handle bulk storage. We don't have flash freezers. The Meals on Wheels program has to purchase pre-cut vegetables because we don't have enough space, counter space, to cut our own vegetables.
Wow.
If we're able to buy whole produce and cut it ourselves, we clearly save a lot of money in our budget.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, you're going to a new facility. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. Actually, it's a big remodel, rebuild, renovation project of the current facility at 200 South Walnut. About a year and a half ago, we received a call from the Wallace Foundation. And Velma Wallace, while she was alive, was a long-term Meals on Wheels volunteer and a longtime supporter of our agency. They gave us a call and they said, we would like to offer you a very generous lead gift for you to either relocate or remodel your facility there at 200 South Walnut. Of course, it took a year of not talking about that publicly and kind of working out those details, getting with the architectural firm, LK Architecture, which have been amazing to work with, and kind of fine-tuning that plan. So the plan is to tear down the church building and rebuild new. We will triple the size of our Meals on Wheels kitchen. It'll be a brand new kitchen facility that will have all those things I mentioned earlier, a flash freezer, more storage, more prep space. After that, we'll also double the size of our downtown senior center. The south building will be renovated and updated to accommodate handicap facilities. All the activities that go on within the senior center will all be located on the first floor now, where prior to that, for many years, seniors were having to climb stairs, use elevators to get to different classrooms and activities that were going on upstairs. That's going to be administration.
So where is that? Is that at the same location on Walnut?
It's still at the same location on Walnut, yeah.
Okay. So everything's going to be done there on Walnut?
Everything's done on Walnut. And I do want to make sure that listeners, those especially that might be Meals on Wheels volunteers, understand that through this renovation process, our current Meals on Wheels kitchen will remain opened, and we will still operate and deliver, prepare, deliver from the 200 South Walnut location.
So it's going to be tricky.
Yeah.
You're going to do the same location, but you're going to have to as I understand it, tear down both buildings at some point? Or
you tear down that? We're tearing down the one church, and yeah. we're renovating the recreation center.
Okay, and then where the church is, a brand new building,
a brand new facility will be built, extension to what we're remodeling.
It's going to be fancy.
It's not going to be the Taj Mahal.
Okay.
But it's certainly, for anyone who is familiar with our agency and has seen the wear and tear that's happened with this facility over the years, certainly will be a much more appealing and attractive way to present our services to
Better
the community.
Better office spaces for the workers and so forth?
Much more space for the workers yeah. and for our seniors that are in that building every day. It'll make volunteering for Meals on Wheels easier. They'll have their own entrance. They'll have their own lobby. They currently share a lobby with the downtown senior center. So like 10 o'clock in the morning, say Wednesday morning, in the facility as in its current stage, you could see this congestion of people trying to get to the senior employment program for a job orientation, or they're coming in to play pickleball, or they're coming in to deliver Meals on Wheels. And that whole corridor area of our building accommodated all of that. Downtown Senior Center, Senior Employment will each have their own entrances, and the Meals on Wheels volunteers, and typically we see 70 to 80 of those people come in each day. They will have their own separate entrance and exit. They'll have their own bathroom. We won't have to share that with other places, so other people.
If you're doing a brand new building, then you've got to be accessible under the rules, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this gives us, I mean, we've been grandfathered in and we've accommodated where we could over the years, yeah. but this certainly will make us much more appealing and user-friendly for a wide range of seniors, those that are very, agile and capable, to those that are in wheelchairs.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll make it easier to get around.
What's the schedule on this? It's going to take a while, I would imagine.
It's going to take at least, I would say, a year to 18 months
okay.
to finish the project. I will say that we have completed raising 50% of a $6 million project. So we've been able to secure $3 million. Now we're going public to the community, and we want them to understand that even though we've started a construction phase, that doesn't mean that we have completed everything needed for this project. We have the $3 million started in because of the gift from the Wallace Foundation. We did have a timeline on when we could start construction, so we had to begin that this year. So we have... We have enough funds raised to finish phase one of this project, which is a pretty large phase. It's the new Meals on Wheels kitchen, some renovations to the downtown senior center. But phase two is a very important piece of that we're still raising funds for. And phase two changes the outward appearance of the building.
Yeah.
So it makes it much more appealing to look at in the neighborhood. And it would be nice for Delano to have that. It also expands our senior employment program. So they've got more space. They've got private interview rooms. They have a lobby. That's another program where people are just kind of standing in the hall waiting to see one of their job specialists.
I'm just doing my – and I'm not very good at math, okay? It sounds like you're still a little short here.
We are a little short.
I'm not talking about you physically. You're a short person.
And I am too.
I'm not talking about
not everybody at Senior Services is short, but
there
I am.
But money wise, though, you're going to be a little short.
We are. I mean, I guess our glass is kind of half full. We have 50% raised. We need another 50, which is $3 million to complete the project.
Oh, you'll get it.
I'm hopeful.
I don't have my checkbook here today. But
you're going to mail that in, right,
oh,
Steve?
You bet. Hey, you're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations. And our guest is Chris Hyman, who is with Senior Services of Wichita, talking about all the exciting things that are going on there at Senior Service. And, you know, you got to be probably best known for Meals on Wheels.
Yes, absolutely. It's our flagship.
For those
flagship.
Who don't know, tell us about Meals on Wheels. Tell us about the program.
How
many did you say it serves? 9,000? Plus?
All 10 programs of senior services will serve over 9,000 people at least one time. You know, that could be one person coming in one time a year to get taxes done at a senior center,
mm-hmm.
or someone who's receiving Meals on Wheels every day for a year. So it runs the gamut. We give a lot of service to a lot of of people in 1 year's time with 40 staff members. So it's really pretty amazing.
How long has Meals on Wheels been going then?
You know, Senior Services started back in 1968. A group of local ministers got together. They wanted to determine what the biggest needs were for seniors living in the downtown area of Wichita. And in January of 1969, they delivered their first 17 meals. Today, we're serving between 850 to 1,000 a day.
Now, where do they go? Who do these meals go to?
A recipient for Meals on Wheels must be age 60 and older, and they must meet criteria of being homebound. So that means that they're not able or to safely prepare food for themselves. Now, they may be able to microwave a meal or they may be able to make a sandwich. But as far as being able to adequately provide nutrition for themselves, they have to have that limitation. They don't have anyone that can do that for them. Basically, they're isolated and they're homebound. Mm-hmm. And you've been out on some meals.
We went out a couple of years ago,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
it was
and we
very
found,
interesting.
We found someone who had fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is another thing about it. And you're not just delivering meals. You're checking on people who need to be checked on.
Absolutely.
That was the other part. It was really interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what really grips the volunteers, too. They become very attached to those people that they're delivering meals to. I mean, equally as important to the nutrition is the fact that they have a daily safety check. They have a smiling face. They have a visitor every day that can say that can check on them and say, okay, you're fine or you're not. Sometimes, you know, we've had to, very rarely do we have to call the police, but that is part
every
of our protocol.
Then, yeah.
Every now and then it can happen.
Did we deliver meals to a couple of sisters, maybe?
That was it. That was the woman that had fallen. Gloria Farah Flengy was with us that
yes.
day.
And
she didn't want us to pick her up, did she? I can't remember now.
I can't either.
But she was on the floor when we got there. She had fallen. So
typically, what is in one of these meals? What's it made up of, the meal?
You know, that's another thing we're going to be able to do with the new Meals on Wheels kitchen is to kind of expand our choice for our clients. And when I say choice, it means we can offer maybe more specialized meals that are going to help them with their health restrictions, things like that. Now, our typical meal now is low sodium. You know, we do follow guidelines set by Nutrition Services for the state of Kansas because we're licensed in the same way. Our kitchen's licensed in the same way a restaurant would be. But we do have some guidelines we must follow through the Senior Care Act that requires us to be kind of low sodium, low fat. So, you know, in the generation we're serving now, they're the meats and potatoes people.
Yep.
You know, they like meatloaf, they like scalloped potatoes. We're looking at, now that the baby boomers are coming of age, and our program does start at the age of 60, those people want, we joke that they want salads and lattes. They're not going to want the same types of food. So with this new kitchen, this is really just preparing us for the future and for serving those baby boomers.
Is this a 5 day a week deal or is it 7 days a week on Meals on Wheels?
It's 5 days. It's actually 7 days a week, okay. But it is 5 days a week for the 850 to 1,000. And then on the weekends, we do about 40 to 50 meals to those that are most isolated, frail, and at risk of being put in a state funded nursing facility.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers. We never have enough of volunteers, and those are our lifeblood.
How many do you think you got right now, total?
For all 10 programs, I think we're estimating, I think the last I looked at some of those reports, it was 500 to 600 for all total, vast majority Meals on Wheels.
Now, do you get help from merchants and vendors on anything on Meals on Wheels?
On occasion.
Or do you have to go out and go to the store and buy it yourself, or how does it work?
We actually, you know, it's kind of ironic. Next to restaurants, the Meals on Wheels program nationwide is Sysco and Benny Keith's second largest client.
Okay.
So we purchase, you know, through food distributors. Cisco, Benny Keith. We have a wonderful partnership that Cargill started with us many years ago with the Kansas Food Bank.
Yeah.
Cargill gives us a $20,000 a year credit at the food bank. Food bank will order. We have to order bulk because we have so much to prepare for, and then they deliver that to us. And it's been real instrumental in the summer months. They will actually order us the calcium substitute because milk can spill in hot, or can spoil in hot weather. So yeah. For a few months, we use a powdered calcium supplement drink that we're required to provide for the senior. And that saves us tremendously on our budget.
I want to talk about some of your other services today. I've got a few that I know about. How about, tell me about Active Lifestyles. What's that?
The Active Lifestyles, that is our senior centers, our senior employment program, and our senior mentor program.
Employment, huh?
Yeah.
People are actually hiring people over 60?
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Last year, that program placed 800 people.
Wow.
800 people age that one's age 55 and above. And, you know, 55 is not a senior citizen. We know that. But if you're out there trying to find work at age 55 because you've worked in an industry that maybe laid you off,
yep,
and you've been there 20 years and you haven't updated your resume, and it can be a challenge. There's still some stereotypes that employers have,
sure,
about hiring the older worker. And recent surveys are actually the trends now are changing that perspective. These people are dependable. They're reliable. The work ethic is strong. And that program, Wichita Business Journal for many years recognized it as one of the top three placement agencies in the city.
Great. Tell me about caregiving support. What's that?
Our caregiver support is a program called In-Home Respite Care and another component of senior employment called In-Home Services. In-Home Respite Care is a concept we started back in the 80s. Or the 90s, excuse me. It was very novel at the time, but it was giving a caregiver of a dependent elder a break each week so that they can go shopping, they can take a nap, just something. So this allows that family to keep a senior loved one who's more than likely, you know, maybe has a terminal illness or Alzheimer's or had a stroke and is living with some disabilities. That break that our workers provide is the difference between keeping that loved one at home or sending him to a nursing facility.
Does Senior Services do fundraising events?
We do, actually. Last night, Saturday night, we did our 10th annual Galaxy of Stars Celebrity Roast and Tribute, and Mr. Wink Hartman was our guest of honor.
Oh, that means he got roasted then.
He got roasted.
You had to be a good sport for that.
Yeah, he's a very good sport.
So that's one way you raise money.
That's one way. We do an event every spring called the Heartland Golden Games, and that event's really starting to take off. It is actually, for lack of a better word, I want to call it Senior Olympics, but it is a pickleball tournament. We work with this wonderful group of athletes. They're called the Shocker Track and Field Club. We've been partnering with them for the last couple of years. They have a major track meet at the Heartland Games. Of course, our pickleball players, you know, that's a big pickleball tournament there.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, to brag on that event a little bit, and what people don't realize is that we have like 87-year-old pickleball players. We have a woman that I believe is in her late 80s now. We interviewed her a couple years ago for some PR we were doing. She was like 85 or 86 then. She traveled the world. She's a sprinter.
Really?
She is amazing. We have pole vaulters, like 82-year-old pole vaulters.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that at 48. Exactly.
That's tough.
So that, you know, that really spotlights the you know, people kind of get scared of the aging process. They're like, I'm kind of scared to get older. I know it comes with health issues and things like that, but it doesn't have to. And so that event gives us the opportunity to really spotlight what great things they can do at any age.
A lot of stereotypes out there. You know, with the aging baby boomer population, I know some people who are in there. Looks to me like you're always going to have plenty of work to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got this potential field of customers or of clients.
You always
there.
Have a job in aging services.
Yeah. But it'll be a challenge for you, too, won't it?
It will. It will. This building, and our campaign is actually called Building for the Boomers and Beyond.
Really?
Yeah.
Building for the Boomers and Beyond. How many B's is that?
Too many.
Too many B's. But it's catchy.
It is catchy. And it's fitting because we have some statistics that Wichita State presented that I think in 50 years, the Kansas population will have grown by 600,000 people.
Wow.
Of those 600,000 people, 400,000 will be retirement age.
So you got plenty of work to do.
Yeah.
And I'll be keeping you busy, Chris, for quite a while. Hey, listen, thank you again for spending some time with us this morning. You got a lot of things going on, and it looks like it's going to be an exciting time here for the next couple of years, at least, for Senior Services. And as always, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Our guest is Chris Hyman with the Senior Services of Wichita. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.